We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's welcome in the starting pitcher of today's game, Grant McCauley, who will take the mound for the first time this year because, again, doesn't matter. He is our Braves insider, our Braves expert, and he is celebrating like we are. One hell of a come-from-behind division title win by the Atlanta Braves. Hey, Grant.
Grant!
Hey, good morning, guys.
So, Grant, take me through your range of emotions, because to me personally, you couldn't have scripted the way that this season ended any better than the way it ended for the Braves, and especially with Kenley Jansen out there in that situation, Odorizzi playing the way that he played. Tell me, what was your range of emotions when you saw all of that?
Yeah, I mean, you got, I feel, just such a fun performance that, yeah, well, I mean, what's your definition of fun, though? There were some people that were ready to, you know, have me tarred and feathered for saying that the Braves hadn't been swept all season and now feeling like, oh, well, you've tweeted it, so it must now happen, and the Marlins are going to sweep the Braves, and they're going to lose the division because the Nationals are going to sweep the Mets, or the Mets are going to sweep the Nationals, whatever the case is. Anyway, long story short, I feel like you got some performances from some guys that you very much needed to see in terms of Jake Odorizzi. And then I feel Kenley Jansen has been trending in the right direction for quite a while. So the Braves capped off an incredible comeback. I know that there's been a lot of jokes and a lot of tweets about the NL East being over all the way back on Memorial Day. But let me tell you, it wasn't over. And the Braves, with 4 months of the season left, made one of the greatest comebacks in divisional history and one of the absolute biggest comeback in divisional history since 1995, when the Mariners erased a 10.5 game deficit that they had against the then California Angels. So this is the kind of thing you don't see too terribly often, and the Braves have been doing a lot of that this year, and that kind of history and those kind of performances have culminated in a fifth consecutive National League East crown.
You know what, Grant, I want to get your opinion on this, because this is the way that I feel about that. Because me and John were talking about it this morning. We were talking about, okay, now with the Braves doing what they've done, who do you want to play next? Like, who do you want to see in this matchup, you know, after this five-day rest? My opinion is this. The way that you played throughout this season and the way that you came back from 10 down to win the pennant again, win the East, it doesn't matter who you line me up against, because – you know, John was talking about, he didn't say scared. He didn't use the word scared, but, you know, concerned about. I look at it like this. Teams should be concerned about the Braves right now. Do you see it the same way?
Yeah, and I really do. But I also feel like, you know, it's fair to speculate on what's the best matchup for this club. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that there's a ton of separation between the teams that they could be facing. And, of course, if you're on a collision course with the Dodgers, you have to beat a very good Mets team. I mean, give them credit. The Mets won 100 games this year, too. They just were not able to hold off the Braves juggernaut here in the second half. But the Cardinals feel like a club that really has some interesting momentum behind them just based on some of the big performances they've had all year, the story of Albert Pujols in the second half, and the fact that they've got that trio of Pujols and Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina, who, you know, look like they're maybe riding through October together for that final time. So is there some juice there? Is there something extra about that that's just going to give the Cards kind of an X factor for this postseason? I mean, it'll all come down to performance between the white lines, of course, but, you know, I think they're feeling pretty good about their chances too, and you know, that's going to be a tough matchup, I think. So if the Braves do draw the Cardinals, that's going to be really fascinating for all the reasons I just gave you. But also, keep in mind, I'm sure the Braves have not forgotten about 2019 and would very much like to kind of, you know, right the ship as far as that one was concerned, because that's an NLDS that the Braves should have won and let get away from them.
Grant McCauley is our Braves insider. He's got a lot of great stats that are up on his Twitter right now. If you go to @GrantMcCauley, 1C, by the way, McCauley. One of them I love that you put up that's getting a lot of play, Grant, is days in first place in the NL East. New York Mets, 175 days in first. Atlanta Braves, 8. I'm curious, mm-hmm. Mets fans, you know, we see some of their media members. Boy, I tell you what, that's got to be hard to take if you're the Mets. I mean, that's a bad, brutal beat.
No, it is. I mean, that it's. I mean, for the fans, you feel for the media people, like, you know, like all of us and the beat writers and whoever else. I mean, you're getting paid to watch sports, so it kind of evens out in a different way for us. But fans are going to wear this in a different way. Now, the plus for the Mets is that they are making the postseason. It's not like they just won 100 plus games and then go sit down and watch and wait till next season, like the 1993 Giants, for example. And this season felt a lot like that 1993 season to me. But, yeah, I mean, they accomplished a lot. It's just they were not able to hold off the Braves. And when it came down to the head-to-head matchup where they could hold serve and where they could, you know, control their destiny, they were unable to do that. So it's going to get written up and discussed in ways that, you know, are going to make, I think, a lot of Mets fans furious for a long time to come. But the beauty of baseball and the beauty of sports is, if you want to call it beauty, is you come back and get another opportunity. But the Mets' chances aren't over in 2022. I think it's important to stress that. I mean, they may have been beaten by the Braves in the division, but they still have a chance, a very big chance, to go out and make a run through October. And that's not a small thing for a club that hadn't won the World Series since 1986.
All right, Grant, I'm going to lean on you for an expertise here. Talk to me about the roster. Alex Anthopoulos has ruled pretty much Ozzie out. Do you think Strider makes it? What do they do in terms of rotation? Who's going to be on? Who's going to be off, if you have to take your best guess right now?
If yesterday's update from Alex Anthopoulos and also what we heard from Brian Snitko regarding Spencer Strider is accurate, and I believe that it is, and it's good news that he was able to throw pain-free, but it was a flat ground session. Now they want to get him on the mound and, you know, see him do all of that. And once he does, if he's able to check out, then I think you can kind of start to build that rotation and get that roster more of what we are hoping and expecting will include Spencer Strider, because that's a huge, huge contributor to the Braves' rotational plans. You're going to have Max Fried in game one. You're going to utilize Kyle Wright in the series, I feel quite certain. You've got Charlie Morton, who has just been up and down all year long, but you may need to utilize him just based on the fact that you just don't have the same amount of travel days and off days to reset a rotation. The five-game series was already short, so we'll see how it all plays. But I feel like if Spencer Strider is healthy, you're going to see him starting a game in the National League Division Series. But, you know, but he's still got a few things, a few hurdles to clear. Ozzie Albies, I don't think, is altogether too surprising with that fractured hand or fractured pinky on his throwing hand. That's a tough play. I mean, you just, the only thing they can do for that is the time that it takes for that injury to heal, and the Braves are going to have to unfortunately wait, and maybe the NLCS is a place where you can look for him, and I hope that we're talking about the NLCS roster and where Ozzie Albies fits.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, well, we really look forward to it. Grant, thanks for all your great work in the regular season. Now let's see great work in the postseason. Let's go get another ring here. Thanks, Grant.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.